Well, a very good morning to you. This is Sunday, January the 28th, right? We're almost done with January, and that's usually something that's encouraging. So, we are here today to worship our God, and we're doing it with a visiting choir. We're thankful for the choir from First Mennonite Church for coming to share music with us. So lots of listening to music this morning. And as we enter into that, I'd like to read with you Psalm chapter 95, 7 verses, an encouragement to enter into music in the worship of God. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. And so we pray. Our God, we come to you this morning as we enter worship with praise and thanksgiving. You are our God, and we are the flock of your pasture. We thank you for your care, and today we gather to praise you. May your Spirit be with us, encouraging us and inspiring us as we worship together today. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen. We will sing twice as a congregation, though. So take your blue hymnal worship book and turn to number 46 as we sing about singing. I sing the mighty power of God. 46. Well, according to the notes I have, the song is in German, or the English translation, God bids you welcome. And so, you are welcome. On this Sunday, we welcome everyone who has come to worship with us here at North Kelowna Mennonite Church, whether you're a regular, whether you've come with the choir from First Mennonite, or whether you're visiting. We have a bit of a custom that we offer an opportunity for people to be people to be introduced to the congregation. Is there someone who would like to introduce someone else? Okay. Eileen, you were standing too. Most welcome. For announcements, I don't intend to add anything much to what's in the bulletin unless someone has something that you wish had been recorded here. I do want to, I suppose, highlight that I'm offering for anyone who would like to think about becoming a member here at North Kelowna Mennonite Church, or to be baptized, or if you'd like to just spend some time with the pastor talking about what we as Mennonites think and believe, let me know. We're thinking about starting a class in a few weeks on Sunday evenings. And then we're going to ask the children to come up for our little children's feature time. All right, you're looking good. At least without my glasses on, you are. Ooh. Now, you have to treat me really well this morning, because I have talked lots to older people, but in church, this public talking to children, younger people, has not been what I've usually done. So, but I do want to talk to you this morning about music and God. Because this morning we are thinking about God mostly by listening to music. So do you like music? I get no response. Yeah? Okay. Do you think everybody likes music? No, eh? That's, I think that I have met somewhere in life somebody who said they didn't like music. It's not very common. Most people really do. So what I did today, just because I didn't know what, well, yeah, I knew what I wanted to talk about, but I brought along some artifacts, musical artifacts. You know what these are? You never seen these in your house? Somebody has. Oh, CDs. Well, those are pretty big CDs, right? This is when I was a child. We were using these to listen to music on. We called them records, or LPs, or albums. And so that's a pretty big CD, right? But you put that on a. Some of you have homes where you have these yet, right? Yeah, somebody does. Okay, the Franz Workintons still have a record player. Excellent. I do too. And I still have, I have a lot of these. I think probably a couple of hundred. And I like them. It's because they're big and they've got some really nice art on them. So they're interesting. These were a couple that were children's. So these are Christian sort of children's musicals. This one's called Music Machine. It's got lots of songs about how we should, what we should be like as Christians. Love and patience and joy and peace. And this one was called Bullfrogs and Butterflies. They both come from 1985, a really good year, because that's the year that my oldest son was born. And then I thought I would show you this one. When I was in junior high, in grade 9, our music teacher in our little school in Blumenort, Manitoba, decided that we had such a good junior high choir that we should record a record. So we did. Now, on this picture of all the junior high students, I'm in there somewhere. So this could be like a Where's Waldo thing for you. But you'll have to do it after the service, because that would take too much time for us to do it now. If you want it, but if you want to find me on this, come and grab me after church. excuse me, I thought I would show you also then the very first record that I ever bought. This was in it was recorded in 1976, a little over 40 years ago. The band's name was Gentle Faith. So they were a Christian group singing stuff. And then I wanted to show you what was my favorite album when I was 17 years old. And this is a guy by the name of Larry Norman. And he did some really good music, in my opinion. And he looked pretty good too, didn't he? All right. So, music and God. Who made music? Well, we make music, right? No? Well, but we get ideas about it, right? And I think that ideas about music come from God. And God gives us all kinds of ideas about music. And you want to add something there? Okay. That's a good thought. We make the music because God led us. Yeah. And God gives us the ideas about how to do it. And so if God gives us the ideas and the ability to make music, then I think, or why do you think God wants us to make music? Or what's music good for? Okay. Being happy. True. A lot of us like music because it lifts our spirits, makes us happy. And there's other music too. But I think that God gives us music because we can use music to make the world a better place. God puts us here so that we can help make the world be a better place. And music is part of that. And so when we sing songs or think about God, we're helping to make the world a better place. When we sing songs about loving people, caring about people, when we sing songs about peace and fairness and the right, we are helping to make the world a better place. And God is happy. Let's pray together, and I think you're going off to Sunday school. Our God, thank you so much for music. It is something that, for many of us, helps us to be happy. It's something that points us toward you. We're thankful for that, and help us to use it well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. We are delighted to worship with you today. Just as I came into this church, several people from our choir said, boy, we have roots in this church, through Victor Schroeder, who used to be a minister here, and Dave Ediger said that his grandfather used to be a choir conductor in this church. So many connections, and I recognize quite a few faces here, not from our church, that also we have a following here. So it's good to be in your midst today. I just want to make one announcement, and that is that the accompanist today is Donna Laub. It is not Maddie Hildebrandt, as indicated in the program. So I just thank Donna for filling in today. So the choir has several sets of music, and the first set of songs that the choir will do are composed by 18th century composer Franz Joseph Haydn and 19th century composer, German composer Felix Mendelssohn, composers well known to all of you. The songs progress from praising God's goodness and omnipotence as seen in the creation account to God's faithfulness and God's care for God's covenanted people. So the first piece, Die Himmel erzählen, is part of Haydn's oratorio, The Creation. There are three textual sources for this particular work. First, the creation account from Genesis, as we can assume. Second, the words of Psalm 19, verses 1 to 3, saying, the heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words, their voice is not heard. And the third basis comes from the epic poem Paradise Lost by John Milton, who wrote this poem in 1667. The process of composing the music lasted from late 1796 until the spring of 1798, when it was first performed. Haydn conceived the work bilingually, and it was published, most unusual for that time, with both English and German words. It was performed with great success all over Europe and quickly became Haydn's most popular work. Haydn himself was both inspired and moved by his exploration of the creation. In a letter he wrote, "The creation has always been considered the sublime and most awe-inspiring image for humankind. To accompany this great work with appropriate music could certainly have no other results than to heighten these sacred emotions in the listeners' hearts and to make them highly receptive to the goodness and omnipotence of the Creator." The choral piece, "He Watching Over Israel," comes from Mendelssohn's oratorio Elijah. Mendelssohn had long been attracted to the story of the prophet Elijah, which depicts some of the most dramatic moments in the Old Testament. Like many of you may recall the story where Elijah is confronted with the priests of Baal, or his raising of the widow's son from the dead and his ascent into heaven in a whirlwind borne on a fiery chariot. In He Watching Over Israel, angels comfort Elijah, who has experienced not only serious hardships, but experiences the rejection of his own people. Disheartened, Elijah awaits God on Mount Horeb, longing for death. As in previous times, angels appear and encourage and reassure him that God is watching over him and his people. Elijah's hope resurfaces. The third song comes from Mendelssohn's Lobgesang, which he had been commissioned to write in celebration of the 400th anniversary of the invention of the Gutenberg printing press in Leipzig. Likely, the best known portion of the Lobgesang is, "I waited for the Lord." The performance of this piece had stunning effect from the very beginning. Schumann, commenting on the first performance at the Leipzig Thomaskirche in 1840, wrote, "It was like a glimpse of heaven filled with Raphael Madonnas." When Lobgesang was performed in Birmingham, the audience spontaneously rose for the final chorus, as it had been accustomed to do for the Hallelujah chorus in Mendelssohn's Messiah. So this morning, it is my hope that our hearts will be receptive to God's goodness and faithfulness as we listen to these songs.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're grateful that you've come this morning to sing with us. It occurred to me that I didn't do a really good job of introducing, because Kathy came up without introduction to speak to you. It was in the bulletin, so if you were, you know, proper detectives, you figured it out. But if you didn't, Kathy is one of the pastors at First Mennonite Church. So she is, along with the choir, sharing with us. In 4 weeks, February the 25th, our choir is reciprocating. We are going to First Mennonite to present some music ourselves. So this is not, this is kind of a reciprocal thing, an exchange, envisioned by some of the music people at our two churches. We're grateful again. We're going to take a few minutes to pray together as we think about our church family and the world in which we live. Let us pray. Our loving God, on this day, we come to you with gratitude for the gift of music. We're grateful to be able to sing together and to be able to listen to good music as we praise you and worship you. On this day also, we think about things that concern us, and we pray for some matters in our church. On this day, we're thinking about our search for another pastor in this church, someone who might handle some of the matters relating to youth and children, and we want to pray for our search committee as they begin that process, that they will have wisdom and good direction. On this day, we also remember this past week and how we had a funeral service in our church where we reflected on the life of Alice Pound. God, we give you thanks for her legacy, a legacy of care, of involvement, of service to you. And as we think of that, we remember her family. We remember the many friends. We remember the people that she cared for. And we recognize that they are grieving her passing. We pray for your strength and encouragement as they do that. We think of our wider church. We know that the new Mennonite Church Canada Joint Council has been meeting and is meeting today, we think, in Richmond, B.C. They're finalizing transition plans for international witness workers, and we pray that they will have good understanding and foresight as they make decisions and plans about how things will work in a new structure. And we've also received notice that George and Tobiah Veith are spending some time in Canada right now. They are international witness workers. They're connecting with supporting congregations and interested individuals, and we pray that their time here would be good as they, I think, prepare for continued service. Guide them, we pray. We think of the world in which we live. We talked with the children about helping the world to be a better place by talking about love and peace and patience. And so this morning, we pray that your Spirit would help our world to become a better place as we recognize that there is so much that isn't good. And as we continue in our service, may we, though, experience your goodness as we listen to more music. We pray those things this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen. I think our ushers are going to come and receive this morning's offering as we listen to some offering music.
The last set of songs begins with, "This is the day the Lord has made," and continues with John Rutter's most beloved pieces of music, which he performed frequently around the world. The words Rutter chose are from Folliot Perman's hymn of the same name, and hopefully you will experience that the words and the melody will give you a wonderful illustration of the text's theme, "This our joyful hymn of praise." Then the choir will sing "The Storm is Passing Over," which was written by Charles Albert Tyndale in 1905. Tyndale is widely considered to be a principal architect of the African-American gospel tradition. He was an ordained minister and served in several churches. In 1902, he moved to Philadelphia to lead the John Wesley Methodist Episcopalian Church. And during the years that Tyndale lived in Philadelphia, he composed the majority of the gospel hymns. Because he could not read or write, he was dependent upon individuals to transcribe and arrange his music on paper. Almost 50 of his gospel hymns were published. All three gospel hymns that the choir will sing focus on the difficult experiences of African-American slaves. In fact, most gospel songs give attention to such important concerns of black Christians as worldly sorrows, blessings, and woes, as well as the joys of the afterlife. May these songs fill us with the confidence of God's presence and the hope for a better tomorrow.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will be exceeding glad. This is the day the Lord has made, and I will be exceeding glad. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will sing my Maker's praise. This is the day the Lord has made, I will rejoice and give God praise.
Buds of hell,
Well, we had respectfully held our applause until that song, right? Or awkwardly, or whatever it was. And we probably felt like applauding at different times. Different ones of us liked different ones, especially, most likely. For me, it was, the storm is passing over. Because I've got a CD by a wonderful white guy, but pianist and singer John Augustine, who does that song. And it's great, and we enjoyed that. So I was going to invite you all to show your appreciation, but you have now. We want to sing together. Okay, we'll do it again. And I thought a good song to sing as our response as well is number 580 in the hymnal, My Life Flows On, An Endless Song. So take the blue hymnal, number 580, and we'll stand together. Remain standing, if you would, as we pray a benediction, and then the choir will do one final piece for us. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. You may be seated now.